We are in the month of October. This past day, October 12th, was the feast of Our Lady of the Pilar. Special feast for us Filipinos. It should be so. We remember that the Apostle St. James, Spanish Santiago, was assigned in raffle among the apostles to bring the light of the faith to the Roman province of Hispania. That was the name that the Romans gave to Spain. So he went there. As you can imagine, it's the end of the world. At the beginning, Apostle St. James had no luck. The Spaniards were really hard-headed. Very few heeded the call. And, well, he was human. He must have been a little bit, like, disappointed, to say the least. At that moment, he was in what nowadays is the great city of Zaragoza. It's the capital of the old kingdom of Aragon. It's called Zaragoza because the Romans at that time, they call it Caesar Augusta, for the name of Zaragoza. He was St. James there, and seems he was praying by the river, the bank of the river Ebro, downcast, and Our Lady appeared to him. At this time, Our Lady must have been in Ephesus, in the house with St. John the Evangelist, because Our Lord entrusted His Blessed Mother to St. John. You see, the solicitude, the delicadeza of Our Lady to come and to appear to her son, James, in Zaragoza while she was still alive in Ephesus. And she appears to him on top of a pillar and promised him that the faith, the Christian faith, will never disappear from this land. Quite so. Now, in the Philippines, by coincidence of history, we have received the true faith, the light of the faith, from the descendants of those whom James converted. So, allow me to say that we Filipinos owe our faith to St. James. Jan is our apostle. If we trace back our faith, we go through St. James and to Our Lady of the Pilar. St. Jose Maria had a great devotion to Our Lady under the advocation of the Pilar. When he was in Zaragoza, not a single day he missed to go to the Pilar. It's in the cathedral. I have been there, and you can access to the Pilar and kiss the Pilar. It's a stone, and it has a deep hole of so many kisses for many centuries. You see how Saint Jose Maria expressed his devotion by means of deeds. But devotion to our mother should not be just emotional. Of course, it is emotional because we love her. We cannot avoid it. But he has to be theological, with the mind, with the conviction. Why? Because it was not that she decided to be the mother of God or our mother, no. It was God himself who assigned her to be first the mother of God. The angel announced to Mary, right? The Archangel Gabriel. But it's also God himself Jesus Christ, the second person, the Blessed Trinity, who, when he was in the cross, he assigned her to us in St. John. There you have your mother. St. John was writing his gospel, describing this moment. He says, "And the disciple received her into his own." He uses a Greek word, oikos, which means his home, his own, his life. Now, first point of examination, of conscience, do I receive our Blessed Mother in my own, in my life? Is she present in my life? How? Well, she's present in my life when I have recourse unto her for everything, in everything, because she is the way to Jesus. How did God come to us? When he became man. How did he become man? The Holy Spirit took flesh from Mary. You see, Mary collaborated with God in the business of becoming man. That body came from her body, materially speaking. That blessed blood of Jesus came from her blood. That's why we have to love our Mother the Virgin very much. And as I was saying, we have to use her for many things. This is devotion to Mary. Christians, from the very beginning, they have always had devotion to Our Lady. It's the path along which the way to heaven, to Christ, is shortened. At all moments, almost like an instinct, we should go to her. She gives us consolation when we are afraid. She gives us firmness when our faith begins to wobble, and when our hope seems to dwindle, we go to her. She strengthens our hope because she is in heaven, right? The assumption. So she tells us, "Ihan, I'm here. I'm helping you. I'm looking at you. I'm taking care of you. I mean, of you who are listening to me." That's what Our Lady says. Sometimes the devil fills us with fear. Fear of this, fear what if get this, what if the economy collapses. That's a moment also to go to our Mother the Virgin, to ask her for help. This apparition on top of the pillar seems to tell us that she is a pillar, a strong pillar for us when we are weak. When we know, when you know, because they have told you in spiritual direction, perhaps in confession, try to do this, pursue it, try to avoid that at all costs. And what happened? Sometimes we fail. Why? Because we are weak. We are weak. Don't be afraid. Admit it. Mother, I'm weak. But she is strong. In the litany of Loreto, we say, in Latin, Virgo potens, Mother full of fortitude. Of fortitude and of compassion, both. She has compassion of us, and she is strong because she is the Mother of God. Jesus never denies anything to her. But she never asks her son anything out of caprice or fancy. She is a woman of a word. Be done unto me according to your word. What word? The word of God. So Mary is all for it, to do, always, to pursue, always the word of God, the will of God. So that's why she asked her son, what is good for us? Don't be afraid. She will never ask God something that is going to be bad for us. What kind of mother is this? I want the worst for her children. No, she always asks for the best. So let us examine ourselves. How am I living devotion to our Mother, the Virgin? There are many devotions. We can begin with the rosary. Do you pray the rosary every day? Minding what you are saying. Remembering the mystery that you're contemplating. You say, second mystery, the visit to her cousin Elizabeth. So throughout the 10 Hail Marys, you should imagine yourself accompanying Our Lady in St. Joseph through the mountains of Judea to visit Elizabeth. Maybe you can carry one of the baskets in your hands, helping her. Imagine yourself carrying a basket for Our Lady, the things that she is bringing to Elizabeth. The rosary. Never fail to pray the rosary. You cannot find in the history of the Church not a single saint who was not very devout of our Mother the Virgin. The rosary. And then so many other devotions. The Angelus here in the Philippines is so common, so rooted in the soul of the Filipino people, the Angelus, that devotion that leads us to Christ. And those pictures of our Mother the Virgin that I'm sure you have at home, in your bedroom, in your sala, I'm sure you have a picture or an image of Our Lady. Now, is it a decoration? Is it a decoration for you? No, shouldn't be. For you should be a reminder, a constant reminder. You should greet her without words, just in your heart, each time that you enter that room. Look at her. Say something nice to her. Mother, my mother. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá says that, well, he had an image, a small image of Our Lady on top of the mantelpiece in Madrid. And each time that he arrived in the house, his house, or each time that he went to the street, each time he says he kissed that image. It was ceramic. And he adds, and I don't remember ever to have kissed that image out of routine. Yeah. So imagine yourself kissing the image. You don't have to necessarily, but with your heart at least. Not out of routine, but out of love or devotion. The more you get closer to Mary, the more you get closer to Jesus. And the other way is also true. You cannot get closer to Jesus if you don't love his mother very much. Why? Because he's a good son. And any good son would be really insulted if you don't love his mother or you insult his mother, right? So, devotion to Our Lady, to the images of Our Lady, to so many devotions. Finally, you also had to be a pillar, as Our Lady is for us a pillar. A pillar for the others, a pillar for your children, for your sisters, a pillar sustaining their faith, encouraging the others with your prayer, with the little sacrifices, with human affection. Yes, you should be, for the people you love, you have to be a pillar, as our Mother the Virgin is a pillar for our faith. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I beg your help in performing them. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.